William Wright's Drive Time on BBC Radio Lincolnshire.
Nearly 20 to 5. Now, on the programme yesterday, you heard about an amazing school trip that students from Queen Elizabeth Grammar School in Alford have been on. And we were talking about school trips and a few school trip memories yesterday on the programme. But this was a study tour across to Australia, Sydney, Australia. As part of the trip, the students recorded a diary of some of the things they got up to. And here's what they did in the first few days. This is them just leaving, just getting on the way.
We've just arrived at Heathrow. We're all really tired because we set off at 6 o'clock in the morning, but we've just got our bags checked in and we're ready to go.
Everyone's extremely excited and looking forward to the upcoming flight to Sydney and the adventures that lay ahead in the coming days.
After a very exhausting 24-hour flight, we've arrived here in Australia, and now we're looking over on the beautiful harbour. We've got the Sydney Harbour Bridge behind us, we've got the Opera House in front of us, and I think it's safe to say that it really is amazing. Everyone's totally taken up the atmosphere.
It's Monday morning in sunny Sydney, and we're here with Russell, who is the Visitor Interpretations Officer here at Hyde Park Barracks, and we've come here for a little bit of an insight into the convicts in Australia.
So, Russell, how long have you worked at the barracks for, and what made you interested to work here?
I've been working for the Sydney Living Museums for about 12 years now. I've worked at different museums. We're one of 12 different museums under that umbrella. I've been working here for a couple of years now. And I enjoy working here because I love telling the stories that are within the museum itself. I just find that very fascinating. I like stories about how people survived in the past, and I like putting myself in their position. One of the things that's good about a museum is the feeling of empathy. You hear stories about what it was like for people to live in the past, and you actually put yourself in their position. You think, wow, what would it be like if I was there? Would have I made the same decisions? What would have been like? What would I have done? How would I have survived? So those kind of things I find really interesting, and that's what's drawn me to be a visitor interpretation officer or a guide in the museums over the last few years.
In that room, you're able to find out if you have a relation to any convicts. Do you have any relation to a convict in your ancestry?
No, I don't have any relation to convicts in my ancestry. It's quite extraordinary the interest that has come up in the last few years. For many, many years in Australia, it was a terrible, terrible thing to have convicts in your ancestry. It was considered to be a stain. In fact, people would try and destroy records if they found out that there was a record somewhere that an ancestor was a convict. Those records would try, they'd try and get rid of them. In the last 30 or 40 years, it's become a badge of honour to actually have a convict in your ancestry. So we have lots of people coming here and searching the database. I don't have a convict in my ancestry. My ancestors came out and were sheep farmers in the 1880s, well after the convict transportation ceased in 1848. But I've done a little bit of research into my past, and with sheep farmers basically, who moved up from shearers to shearing contractors to owning a sheep station to being stud owners, and then just recently the entire thing has been sold off to be turned into a huge cotton farm. So people's histories and family histories can change quite remarkably over a couple of hundred years.
It's fascinating. I suddenly forgot I was listening to the students at Alford who are recording all this stuff. It's interesting. This is some of the people they met when they were on their school trip to Australia, which they've just got back from when they were over there. They were recording an audio diary. And you can hear a little bit more later. Some of the people they met, some of the places they went when they went over to Australia a few weeks ago.
BBC Radio Lincolnshire.
Back to our team of reporters from the Queen Elizabeth Grammar School in Alford. We've been telling you about their school trip. The school trip they've just got back from, they've been in Australia. 8 students from the school have been over in Australia on this school exchange. Earlier, they were talking to a guide from Hyde Park Barracks. They also visited the Meridian School for Girls. That's one of the things they were doing over there, talking about education, how education over there differs to education over here. So the Meridian School of Girls, where they found out how important creating links between schools can be.
One of the things that we really like to develop in Meridian Girls is a sense of being part of a global community, and so the relationship that we have with Queen Elizabeth Grammar School brings that down to a personal level. So we have built relationships with Miss Francis over the years, and Our girls have built relationships with Queen Elizabeth Grammar School students, and it just helps us to know and understand a little bit of each other's culture.
Mm-hmm. And also recently that's developed even further into the exchange programme. Could you explain that a bit as well, please?
Well, we thought that if we're going to develop these global relationships, that just a one-day visit was not really... it was great, but we needed to do something a little bit more. So we thought about having a gap year program. More and more of our students are interested in doing something different for that year when they leave school. And so we devised this exchange assistance program so that two girls from Queen Elizabeth Grammar would come to Meriden, and at the same time two girls from Meriden would go and they would work and be part of the school, learn about a different community, and then perhaps come back and share that understanding with the rest of the school community.
So they've been talking to schools, talking to teachers while they were over in Australia. While they were there, they got a chance to experience some of the tourist things as well. So let's rejoin some of the students from Alford. This is their trip to Australia that they've only just got back from. And this is them at the bottom of Sydney Harbour Bridge.
So we've just come down from the Sydney Harbour Bridge, which was an amazing experience for us all. And now we're going to talk to Millie, who's part of our group, and she was very scared about going up the bridge.
I was really nervous because I really don't like heights, and it seemed really high up to me. So I was a bit scared, but I was desperate to do it because it was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
So while on the bridge, did you believe that you conquered your fears?
Yeah, I really conquered all my fears. I was absolutely petrified, but I was so glad I did it. I was shaking so much, and it was really, really high up when you got to the top, but I'm so glad I did it.
Were the views definitely worth going for?
Yeah, definitely. We actually saw a cruise ship departing the port as well, which was amazing.
It's Tuesday morning here in Australia, and we've been at Manly Beach for our surfing lesson this morning.
So we're with Jamie, who was the pro surfer in our group, as he stood up first on the surfboard. So did you enjoy the experience of surfing?
Yeah, I thought it was brilliant. The beach was amazing, and we were right next to the Australian Open Surfing Competition, so there was an amazing atmosphere with loads of people on the beach. I'd definitely recommend it. Can't think of a better place to go surfing in the whole of Australia. It was really amazing.
Doors closing. Please stand clear.
So we're on the train heading to Thomas Hassel once again to perform our speeches and also observe some lessons. So, Sally, what are you looking forward to most about going to Thomas Hassel?
I think I'm looking forward to having a look at some of their lessons and seeing how they compare to Meriden School and also to our school back in England, see if there's any similarities. And also a tour of the school, that will be really interesting because it's a much more modern school than our school.
It's Thursday and we've just had our day at Taronga Zoo. We've all had lots of fun having time looking at all the animals, particularly the animals that are native to Australia. And now we're going to have a talk to a couple of members of the group and see what animals they like best. So, Daniel, which did you find most interesting?
I loved seeing and learning about the different koala bears and the platypus in Australia.
Same, I really enjoyed the koala talk.
It was an excellent day, the sun was shining and we all caught some sun as well.
Yeah, it was lovely. I think it's my favourite day so far, as I love going to the zoo.
A tiny little insight into their trip to Australia. These are the students from Queen Elizabeth Grammar School in Alford, part of a school exchange trip. They've just got back, but they were recording loads, and we've been helping them put some of that together. And you can hear a little bit more from them on the programme later on.
Be part of it. BBC Radio Lincolnshire.
So far, we've heard about their visit to the zoo and Sydney Harbour Bridge and the barracks. One of the main reasons for going was to help them understand how Australia differs from life over here in the UK. Very briefly, they asked a few people over there, what does the UK mean to Australians?
What first comes to mind when you think of England?
Your accents.
One Direction.
Tea.
Harry Styles.
The Big Ben.
Shopping at Selfridges.
Accents.
English breakfast tea.
The Royal Family.
And that's what they think of us. Let's go back and find out what they got up to on their final day of their trip.
Well, it's our final day here in Sydney. It's lovely and sunny and we're sat outside one of the prestigious universities. We've been to a leadership feedback session where we've all reflected on how we've done throughout the trip and what we can work on in the future.
and now we're going to have a little think about what our favourite part of the trip was.
My personal highlight was the Hyde Park Barracks and our tour with Russell, learning about the history of Australia.
I loved going to Meridian and Thomas Hassell School because I loved seeing how the teaching's different in Australia, and everyone there was so welcoming, both the teachers and the students.
I really enjoyed the Opera House visit because it was lovely to get dressed up for the occasion, and the opera itself was mesmerising, and I would definitely go to one again.
I particularly enjoyed the sense of achievement from taking my group around throughout the day, especially to the top of the Harbour Bridge.
And for me, one of my favourite memories was walking around the Blue Mountains. It was a very tough walk, it required a lot of determination and perseverance, but it was definitely worth it, and we all got a spectacular view, and it was lots of good fun.
For me, surfing on Manly Beach was my favourite moment, because at this point I realised how beautiful the surroundings were, and it was really relaxing being on the beach.
My favourite part has to be the spectacular bird show that we saw at Taronga Zoo, as well as having like the general tricks, like one of the parrots went and stole a golden dollar. They also started it off without any of the human trainers and actually acted out with just the bird. One of the Aboriginal stories that said why there were so many different colours of birds in Australia.
And from these views of the group, it is evident that the trip has proved extremely worthwhile and beneficial for our future success. And that is a view that I would also agree with, given that before the trip I may have lacked confidence in areas of leadership, but now I believe I can really apply myself into challenges or opportunities that arise and really push myself in the future.
Big trip for those students at Queen Elizabeth Grammar School in Alford, and thank you to them and the whole team for recording the interviews and letting us use some of those interviews here on BBC Radio Lincolnshire.